Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Well, here in the States, former Congressman and current presidential candidate Beto O'Rourke is acknowledging that as a teen, he was a member of one of the most famous American hacking groups, the Cult of the Dead Cow, which was named after an abandoned slaughterhouse in Lubbock, Texas. At one point, the group's hacking forced Microsoft to boost its security for the Windows program. But O'Rourke told Reuters reporter Joseph Menn, who's written a new book on the Cult of the Dead Cow, that he only did things like steal long-distance phone service to go online. Lily Hay Newman is a staff writer at Wired Magazine in New York. Lily, this has got the hacker and IT world chattering, but others are asking, what is the Cult of the Dead Cow? So remind us.
Yeah, Cult of the Dead Cow was a hacking collective started in 1984, so spanning, you know, particularly active in the 80s and 90s, early 2000s. They did some hacking, but they also were sort of a thought collective using bulletin board systems, which were, you know, the Facebook or the social media of the 80s. And so Cult of the Dead Cow was really big on writing stories, commentary, doing interviews, and getting their thoughts out there. Mm-hmm. So there was the sort of technical hacking component that is sort of fun or sinister or, you know, depending on what you think about it. But yeah, there was also online discussion and thought in a way that we take for granted now, but was new.
Well, Beto O'Rourke has said to, again, reporter Joseph Menn, that that's why he went on. He wanted to join these bulletin boards. Now, Menn, when he was working on his book, knew that a former member of the cult was in Congress, but members of the cult protected his secret for decades and then started claiming him when Beto O'Rourke decided to run for president. Menn interviewed O'Rourke before his Texas Senate race, way back then for the book, and didn't report on it then, maybe part of a deal to get the interview with him. But what is he saying that Beto O'Rourke told him?
So Beto O'Rourke went by the handle Psychedelic Warlord. Maybe a little unfortunate of a choice now for, you know, his presidential run, but, you know, totally fits into the context of everyone had, you know, these sort of wild handles, or if you think about, you know, hacker names. And he seems to have mostly just been taking advantage of these bulletin board systems and text files to do some writing, do some thinking about dystopian future or utopian future, what the world might be like. He wrote about what would it be like to be in a world without money? And he also did an interview with a white supremacist and Nazi sympathizer trying to figure out why this person thought what he thought. And he says at the time that they were just trying to kind of get him to hang himself with his own words or something, you know, just show people what this is all about. So it's sort of a range of things. And O'Rourke told Joseph Menn that, you know, is trying to connect with people and to connect with the community and just explore what was out there.
Well, as we said, he also, you know, admitted that he pilfered long-distance service so he wouldn't run up the phone bill. He found sites that offered cracked software to get cracked video games, games that he could get into, but told Menn he later realized that wasn't morally defensible. He was young. It's at most a misdemeanor and a fine. Some have speculated that this might actually be a positive for him, since so many lawmakers know so little about how technology works. On the other hand, hacker has a negative connotation. What is your sense of what the fallout of this is going to be now and when this book comes out in June?
Yeah, it's interesting, you know, when you think about, okay, cracked video games, something like that. Now, it's really common. Everybody probably has themselves or knows someone who has pirated a TV show or downloaded a piece of software and used a code from a friend. So we're all kind of hackers in the, you know, 1980s, teen Beto sense. But Joseph Menn tweeted that the reaction to the story and, you know, to this information has been sort of wildly varied, which I think speaks to what you're talking about. Mm. Some people view it as a really cool, positive thing that he is connected to the reality of what's going on in tech, what's going on in the internet. Some people view it as really threatening and immoral, or, you know, that he had done things that are illegal or wrong. So I think you're just going to get the gamut of reactions. But certainly hacker culture is a lot more expensive. accepted now than ever.
Sure. As Men says, this would have been unthinkable that a hacker would be running for president years ago. Lily Hay Newman, staff writer with Wired, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.